I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Iranian nation will not surrender, so says Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei in a Wednesday broadcast. Yet there's a grand reversal happening spiritually in Iran. Don't miss it. Brother V with Global Catalytic Ministry says,
if 50 years ago, if you talk to Iranian, they will never hear your word. They don't want to hear about Christian Jesus.
Today, disillusionment with Islam has left Iranians hungry for the love of God. Brother V says if you tend to think of Iran as the enemy, remember that the body of Christ is present there.
I really believe Iran will be a great testimony for the world how the dark country turned to the light through Jesus.
Pray for the gospel to shine out from the Iranian church, even in today's conflict, and take action on their behalf as God leads. And the Alawites, a religious minority in Syria, are eager to know Jesus as their savior. Pierre Hosni from Horizons International tells us,
people are so curious about the gospel. We're praying with them, we're preaching to them, and they're very, very open to the message. So this is a huge gospel opportunity, as well as a humanitarian crisis.
Syria's former president, Bashar al-Assad, an Alawite, gave his people unfair advantages. And now, with him gone, public anger has turned against them.
But now they're just getting downtrodden and massacred and driven out.
Many Alawites have fled to Lebanon with barely any finances or means to live. Local ministries are doing what they can, but resources are often limited. Pray for more aid to help ministries serve the Alawites in need and share Christ's hope. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.